Hey. Yeah, it's me. May I come in? Thank you. Yeah, I get you're surprised to see me. Can I sit down before I explain? My feet are killing me. Walking this far in heels was not the plan tonight. Great, thanks. Oh, God, it feels really nice to have these shoes off. You're lucky you're a man, so you don't have to suffer like this. Yeah, nice couch. Really comfy. I should be asking you why you're not at prom, but I think I have a good guess. Yeah, when after about an hour I hadn't seen you, I started asking around. I found some of your friends were classmates, at least, and asked if they knew anything about when that jackass. I honestly don't even know what his name is. The big football dude in your class who's always fucking with you. Anyways, he heard me asking and started going off about how he. How he had told you a bunch of nasty things. No date, no one wanted to be with you, and that you're. You know what? You don't need to hear it, but you'll want to hear what happened next. After he said all that bullshit, he acted all high and mighty. I think he honestly believed he was cool enough and tough enough for you picking on you. Well, it didn't last very long. Everyone was silent for like 10 seconds after he was done talking. Then all of a sudden, his date threw her drink at him. No, I'm not kidding. Right in his face, you should have been there. Then she just walks away. Everyone was shocked. God, it was just like in the movies. And honestly, if she hadn't done it, I would have. I totally would have. Like, holy fuck, what the fuck? I was furious. Everyone around us was too. They started an argument, he tried to defend himself, and that made everyone, and I mean everyone, realize how much of a dick he was. Yeah, finally. I guess people knew he was a jerk, but everyone kind of had that moment of like, wow, this guy is shit. He left after that, apparently. I didn't stick around. I left as soon as his date threw her drink on him, as told the rest through text on my way here. Why? Because I wanted to see you. No, don't worry about it. I didn't care much for prom anyway. I didn't walk out on my date. I didn't have one to begin with. Well, because the right person didn't ask me, I guess. You're right. I should have asked him. But I thought we'd meet up there. And things didn't really go as planned. You think you know who I'm talking about? Yeah? Who? Oh my God, no way. Are you? No. You're so oblivious. Oh my God. Anyway, what do you want to do? You have me here for tonight. Yep, I'll stay until you kick me out. Real talk for a second, okay? Let me skate over to you. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Because I want you to know I'm here. Now listen, we haven't known each other for that long, but I've learned a lot about you in the last few months. You're sweet. You're funny. And most importantly, you're just a nice person to be around. You lift other people up, I've seen how you always want to make people happy. Sometimes to a fault. You forget about yourself. You help everyone else with their problems, but you never ask for help with your own. I've seen it weigh down upon you a lot recently, and tonight I finally realized why. I'm upset with myself that I didn't notice it earlier. Thinking back, it all made perfect sense. How you would go silent whenever he's around. When he messed with you, you just accepted it and acted like it was a joke. No one understood the seriousness of it. Most of it was online, though, wasn't it? He mentioned how he'd been a dick to you. Like it would be something people would applaud him for. Fucking idiot. I'm getting mad again just thinking about it. You know, it's okay to ask for help. I understand the talk to a teacher stuff isn't exactly the first thing you want to do, but at least talk to a friend, someone who cares for you and wants what's good for you. I want to be that person, if you'll have me. And tonight, I will stay by your side until you don't want me anymore. You don't have to hold anything back. You can get mad, you can cry, it's okay. Or if you just want to forget about it, that's fine too. We can put on a movie or something on Netflix and just chill together. Netflix and chill then, yeah? Yeah, I know, I'm pretty funny. Just chill? Absolutely, we can just chat. It's about time we spent some real time together. Well, let's get comfy, here. Lie down and rest your head on my lap. I know my dress is poofy. It makes a better pillow, right? I'll play with your hair a bit if you want me to. Yes, really. I mean, only if you want to. I wouldn't mind if you say no. You like that? Great. Then here's your pillow. Come lie down. Comfy? Don't be embarrassed. It's just me. Come on. Oh, you're blushing. Let me run my hand through your hair and I'm sure you'll feel relaxed very soon. Wow, your hair's so soft. Most guys I know don't even bother with conditioner. You really take care of your hair, don't you? I don't think you need to trim it at all. I like your haircut. It suits you. You like my hairdo too? Thanks. I did try my best to fix it up for prom. No one said anything about it over there though, so I really appreciate you saying that. Took me like 2 hours. You're so sweet. You're pretty cute, too. You'd prefer to be handsome? Too bad. You're a sweetie and a cutie. Oh, come on. Don't cover your face like that. I want to see you smile. Was it really that embarrassing? I don't blush when you compliment me. Not that you would know, since you're covering your eyes. You realize it just makes me want to tease you even more when you act like that, right? You don't see what I'm doing with my hands right now. Maybe they're about to attack your belly for some tickling. Tickle, 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 tickle. Now you finally got your pretty face free, but Why won't she look at me? Oh, okay. Now I'm blushing. Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably react the same way if I had someone's breasts in my face. I don't mind you looking, though. Well, for starters, I wore this dress to get attention from you. I mean, guys at prom. Are you really asking me if there was anyone specific I wanted to look good for? God, you're more dense than usual today, aren't you? Well, do I really have to do this? Fine, close your eyes. Just do it, okay? What do you mean, what was that? It was a kiss. I kiss you. What do you think it means? Yes, finally. I like you. I like you a lot. Please say something. You want another kiss? Come get it then. Thank you. It makes me very happy to hear you say that. How come I'm the only one blushing now, not you? May I lay down with you so we can snuggle a bit? Yes, I'd like that a lot. Just lie down. I'll lie down next to you. Like this, with my head on your chest. Mm-hmm. You're very comfy. I'm so happy I finally told you how I felt. I wanted to do it for a long time, but never had the courage to. No, I do not regret leaving prom for this. This is very nice. Oh, there is so much I like about you. I can't possibly explain all of it. Like I said, you're a sweetie and a cutie. That's important. But you're also so kind and compassionate. And you're reliable. And now that if I told you I was feeling sad, you would do everything in your power to make me happy again. And I love that about you. Yeah, I do. How are you feeling about tonight? Are you happy now? I guess that's a yes. God, I suddenly got really tired. You're just a really great pillow. You too? Did you catch my yawn? It's pretty late already. Maybe we can fall asleep like this. I like that. If you don't mind me staying. I'm glad. I want to wake up next to you as well. Good night, sweetie.